Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we get some insight into the Table Tennis Association of Jamaica's plans to have Jamaica playing the sport at the next Olympic Games. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Table Tennis Association is determined to have a Jamaican playing the sport at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. Getting there will require lots of work, training, and discipline. But according to Association President Godfrey Lothian, all the necessary groundwork is being done to accomplish this objective.
What we did was sit down with a number of stakeholders, and we take 2 years to develop a plan. You know, this plan have all the different elements, whether players' welfare, whether community development, athlete development, coaches development. So we look at all different ingredients that was necessary to bring this sport forward.
One of the key elements of the plan was to establish a strong infrastructure to get more persons playing the sport and to have regular tournaments. To that end, the association last year brought down International Table Tennis Federation instructor Christian Lilleroos to host a series of training sessions with key stakeholders.
His expertise was the training of coaches and umpires and persons to run the tournaments. That was done over 6 months. Now we have over 74 coaches across the island. Now we have 6 course conductors who can now teach the subject. So this is how we get here.
With the assistance of the Japan International Cooperation Agency, the Table Tennis Association last month brought in internationally rated table tennis coach Satoshi Takashima, who will spend the next 2 years working to develop and train a crop of players to compete internationally.
His role now is to focus at the national level to ensure that the pre-cadets, the cadets, the senior men's and women, we get all the best out of the country and put them in a pool and give to him. You know, he will also be traversing the different parishes across the country to ensure that pool that we are talking about is realized. So his goal is looking to the 2020 Olympic and how we can qualify a Jamaican to get there.
While it's still early days in developing his training plan for our local TT players, Mr. Takashima says taking Jamaican table tennis to the next level will require collaboration.
To improve table tennis, we need to work together, players, coaches, and administration, association staff. If we don't cooperate with these people, we can't get a good result. We need practice hard, at least 3 or 4 hours a day and 6 days a week, possible.
Meanwhile, Mr. Lothian is confident that Jamaica's table tennis players will be the next set of athletes to gain notoriety around the country.
We have Simon Tomlinson, who is now playing in Europe. He plays most of his table tennis in Sweden. He just barely missed out on the last Olympic. And we think with Takashima, we think he's the one to get him to the Olympic.
And he is urging corporate Jamaica to get on board to have more persons playing table tennis across the island.
It's going in the right direction. The only thing that table tennis needs now is finance. We want corporate Jamaica to come on board and embrace the hundreds of projects that we have across the island.
President of the Table Tennis Association of Jamaica, Godfrey Lothian. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.